minutes late and I had to leave. I double-checked the times on the CAD. And so I left. Then I'm pulling my hard copy paddle, and it says something completely different. Which one do you want me to follow?
Okay, I think the intro of your call was cut off there. This is 868, yeah?
Yeah. I'm telling you that the CAD and my hard copy paddle do not match.
Well, if you got the right paddle, let's go ahead and follow the paddle, no matter what the CAD says. Because I am showing it's got an interesting number for your on-time performance.
Copy that, yeah. Because down there it showed me being like 8 minutes late, and now it's showing me 20 minutes early. So, you know, I got really confused on that. So I pulled out the hard copy paddle. I'm reading it, and so from now on, I follow the hard copy paddle, correct?
Absolutely. Just make sure that the CAD itself is logged into the correct block.
Copy, it is. 868, right there, block 868.
Okay, just curious, what trip does it say you're currently on?
Well, according to the hard copy paddle, this is the 165 to 164, and the CAD would agree, but what that doesn't agree with is my times when I'm supposed to leave Winchell.
All right. Check it now. Is it doing anything different?
Nope. Does the exact same thing, and I went from being 20 minutes early to 9 minutes late. I'll open the door, close the door, and it'll reset. And now I'm 19 minutes early.
All right. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and write up a radio defect card on that anyways, just because of odd behavior. But yeah, follow your hard copy paddle.
Well, then we know what the mistake was this morning, and that won't happen again.
I'm sorry, cut out there. What mistake?
Apparently this radio is having trouble. I said we both know what the mistake was this morning, and I'll make sure that does not happen again.
Alrighty. Thank you very much. We'll be clear at 7:03.